Our buddy Jeff Ryan from the Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry is here talking football. We love to talk Bison football and Vikings with Jeff. We'll have some Bison football to talk about here. Maybe next week it'll be about that time to start getting ready for the one fall game that the Bison are going to play. But, boy, we got some stuff to talk about with the Vikings. So Jeff's going to help us sort it all out here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Good morning, Mr. Fry. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
Well, doing good. We don't play defense for Mike Zimmer, so we're all doing just fine. Those that do, though, have some things to figure out. Last week was just really hard to watch, Jeff, because the Packers, who we hate anyway, as soon as that game got close, it's like Aaron Rodgers said, okay, fine, whatever. I'll just put another touchdown on the board. And the Vikings' defense just could not do anything to stop them. What was the biggest problem last week?
I don't know. That's probably the worst I've seen the Vikings' defense play under the Zimmer era. It looked like a team that hadn't practiced much, definitely missed a preseason. They were a step late all the time. But not only that, they made the offensive line of the Packers look like they were all world.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even get close to Rodgers until, towards the end of the game. I think they actually had one push down or something like that. But, they looked bad news, that's for sure.
Well, they certainly missed Danielle Hunter, the fine defensive end who's out at least three games. And the youngster, Ngakoue, who they traded some assets to Jacksonville, he didn't really do too much either. And if you're going to get nothing out of your defensive ends, that's tough because we know the Vikings are missing their best defensive lineman, interior lineman, who opted out because of COVID. So if they don't get more out of Ngakoue this week, it could be tough against Phillip Rivers and the Colts too.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say we might see another repeat. But if we do, then I think they just need to lose 14 games and, Trevor Lawrence would look pretty good in purple. I was not impressed with anything else that they did. Think about this. It's a divisional game against your number one enemy, so to speak, in sports, and you come out and you play like that.
Yeah.
That is pathetic at best.
Oh, Jeff, we got to get Jeff off the ledge here. He's ready to tank all the games and tank for Trevor already. So, Jeff, no, don't do that to us yet. We got to get something out of this season. Offensively, going to need a little more out of Kirk Cousins. He was okay in what I would call garbage time when the Packers had a big lead late. He put up some numbers, but that interception he threw toward the end of the first half, the Green Bay turned around and scored a touchdown on. That's a throw that a veteran quarterback cannot make. And I am not a Kirk Cousins fan. I never have been. I just don't think that he's the guy. But I don't know if that's all you have. I suppose you have to keep putting him out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The other thing that really disappointed me is when he took that sack, the safety, in the end zone. Come on. You, a veteran quarterback, he has to scan the field before he snaps the ball. If you can't see that corner's coming, you're not a veteran quarterback.
Mm.
And Thielen was on a fly route. All he had to do is put it up there for Thielen to go get, and he would have had a 99-yard touchdown. Mm. Because the corner came on the blitz, Thielen was uncovered. It was ridiculous. That's a play that most high school quarterbacks can make. I'm a diehard Vikings fan, but that was pathetic and hard to watch.
Okay, let's talk about something that'll make us happy here. Let's talk about what's going on over at Cutting Edge. You got a big September sale. I know Alex has been dying to get over there and check it out, but Alex,
you only have about
another 10 days left to get on over there.
I got
to
get going. I want to look at some earrings. What do you got for diamond earrings, Jeff?
Oh, man, do we have diamond earrings. I've got Sam. She's putting together another 15 sets. Diamond earrings have been very, very big this month. A lot of ladies are upgrading their earrings, and this is the time to do it because you're going to save some money. And the thing that we do is we get really white, clean stones, and then we set them up ourselves. And so we've got all sizes covered, all the way up to 3 carat total weight, which is a carat and a half each. So
do you have all shapes? Do you have the pear shapes? I love pears.
We have pear shapes. We have ovals. We have radiance. We have, you know, cushions. We have every shape of diamond there is, you know, and we can take a set and match them up for you too. So come on over to A Cutting Edge and let us show you what it's all about. You know, if football is frustrating, well, that's okay, because you know what? At A Cutting Edge, we're going to put a smile on your face and put some sparkle in your ears or on your fingers.
And diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, Marilyn Monroe started that, and ever since she said that, that's what's been going.
And, Jeff, what I love about the store over there is the service that you get. There's a handful of people over there. My man Gail's over there. He'll help you out. Erica will help you out. Jeff will help you out. There's a lot of really great people over there that will give you great care. And you walk in, and it's so great when you come over there, because you basically get to park at the front door and walk in. You don't have to worry about the crowds. You don't have to worry about traffic. Easy in, easy shopping, easy experience there. There's no pressure on you. You just walk around, and they give you plenty of time to go do it. And once you say, hey, I've got some ideas or want to take a look at this, they'll show you what you need to see. And the price is great. Jeff, you're making some deals right now too, I know.
Absolutely we are. You know, a lot of people have taken advantage of this. We have a lot of guys getting engagement rings and also anniversary upgrades. So think about this. If you've got a big anniversary within the next 18 months, why not take advantage of this and save a lot of money? You can save thousands of dollars on a diamond. And then, you know, we match that up with about 2,000 mountings. So you can find the perfect item that fits your budget. And it's going to, you know, the neat thing about diamonds, they never wear out.
Nope.
So you could start a family heirloom at A Cutting Edge.
That's a great way to do it. And they don't mind if you got a little mud on your boots. So if you're coming in from the farm or you're out hunting, heading back home, and you say, you know what, I should probably stop and make sure I can go hunting again next weekend, they'll take good care of you over there.
And diamonds never go out of style either, that's for sure. Nope, you'll never be sorry you bought one.
No, they don't.
No, my wife.
They never go out of style.
And the ladies, sometimes they never take them out. My wife and my daughter just wear theirs all the time that Jeff hooked us up with. It is at 4507 33rd Avenue South in Fargo, just south of Famous Dave's, guys. You know where that place is at. A Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry. Jeff, good to talk with you. Have a great weekend and enjoy the games.
Absolutely. And come on, Vikes. Show us what you got.
All right. Take it easy, Jeff.